This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the deadly COVID-19 virus has now climbed to more than 228,000 globally. The number of infections is more than 3.2 million. In the United States, there are nearly 62,000 deaths and more than a million infections. The number of people who have recovered from the virus globally is more than a million. President Donald Trump says the federal government's coronavirus social distancing guidelines will be fading out when they expire Thursday and states pivot to reopening. The administration says the guidance issued 45 days ago has been incorporated into recommendations given to states on how they can begin the process of gradually reopening their economies. Meanwhile, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, describes the administration's response to the pandemic as a great success story and predicts that by July, the country will be rocking again. Scientists have announced the first effective treatment against the coronavirus, an experimental drug that can speed the recovery of COVID-19 patients. And a major medical advance that comes as economic gloom caused by the scourge deepens in the U.S. and Europe. The U.S. government says it is working to make the medication available to patients as quickly as possible. The response from the Federal Bureau of Prisons to the growing coronavirus crisis has raised alarm among advocates and lawmakers about whether the agency is doing enough to ensure the safety of the nearly 150,000 inmates serving time in federal facilities. And even though officials have stressed infection and death rates inside prisons are lower compared with outside, new figures provided by the Bureau of Prisons showed that out of 2,700 tests system-wide, 2,000 have come back positive, strongly suggesting that there are far more COVID-19 cases left uncovered. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy has decided to take a wider and deeper look at circumstances surrounding the spread of the coronavirus aboard the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. And that move suggests more scrutiny of the Navy's chain of command in the Pacific. The new investigation effectively delays a decision on whether to reinstate the ship's commander. Captain Brett Crozier was fired after pleading for more urgent protection of his crew. Word of the new inquiry comes from the acting Navy Secretary, James McPherson. He says an initial inquiry was insufficient and that he had unanswered questions that can only be answered by a deeper review. Labor Party leader Keir Starmer said Wednesday that the United Kingdom's COVID-19 death toll is probably higher than more than 27,000 reported, making it one of the worst-hit countries in Europe. Starmer continues to question the government's response to the outbreak. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government is facing growing criticism for its response to the outbreak as the death toll continues to rise. While the government's chief scientific advisor said last month that keeping the death toll below 20,000 would be a good outcome, the hospital death toll passed that grim milestone last week. Broader data published on Tuesday showed fatalities topped 24,000 9 days ago, but Starmer said his calculation showed more than 27,000 had died. Starmer appears to have added the latest hospital death toll to the most recent English care home death toll and the non-hospital COVID-19 death tolls in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's fiancée, Carrie Simmons, has given birth to a healthy baby boy at a London hospital Wednesday, slightly earlier than expected. The delivery at a London hospital was slightly, again, earlier than expected. The 32-year-old had previously said her baby was due in early summer. It was unclear if Johnson would take paternity leave, given the government is facing the worst health crisis since the 1918 influenza outbreak, and Johnson just returned to work after recovering from the virus himself. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Wednesday that she received a message from Queen Elizabeth, who was eager to touch base and see how the country was faring as it emerges from its lockdown. New Zealand was under a strict lockdown that saw offices, schools, malls, restaurants, playgrounds, and other public areas shut for more than a month. The lockdown was lifted on Tuesday. Ardern has ridden a wave of popular support in her country for its early and aggressive policy of almost total isolation. And according to Reuters, more evidence has emerged that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is residing in a luxury villa at his coastal resort. North Korean monitoring website NK Pro has reported that satellite images show recent movement of luxury boats and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.